Rusty Quill presents.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi faithful listeners, creator of the show, Ayra here. We're almost halfway through our mid-season break and have some exciting announcements coming up in the next couple of weeks, so keep your eyes and ears peeled. Actually, that sounds really painful, so on second thoughts, don't do that. But, you know, listen out because we've got some cool stuff coming up. Anyway, this week's EAK is a bonus story called Tuesday, which was originally written and shared with our supporters on Patreon the Wednesday before Season 2's finale. Patreon supporters usually get early access to the show on Wednesdays, but for the finales, I think it's more exciting if everyone gets access to the show at once, so instead, last year, they got this. Tuesday is just one of many bonus stories which expand on the world and characters of Spirit Box Radio, more of which will be coming very soon, so if you love the show and you want more content, you can access it by donating from just £2 per month following the links to our Patreon in the description for this episode. That's patreon.com/hangingslothstudios. Also in the links for this episode, you'll find a way to join the Faithful Listeners Forums, a Discord server for fans of Hanging Sloth Studio shows. I'm on the hunt for listeners to donate a clip of themselves whispering the phrases Samael and Heir Apparent for some shenanigans I'd like to do towards the end of the show in July. If you'd like to take part, join the Discord and follow the instructions on the announcements channel. Thanks so much. Enjoy the story. Tuesday, a Spirit Box Radio bonus story by Ayra Major. "What's this?" asked Sam, lifting a small silvery object from a flower pot in the LED-lit gloom of the Hatfield Carposh's suspiciously large back room. Oliver flicked a vine, which was creeping away from its trellis towards his throat. "What's what?" "Dunno, it's like a little knife," said Sam. They turned it this way and that. It was short, 4 inches at most, and the blade was dull and marked with soil. The handle was ornate, a large red gemstone set in the crossbar, like a tiny sword. "Oh, that," said Oliver. "It's a lesser opener." "Is that a ruby in the handle?"
"Yes."
Sam whistled. "Gods, this must be worth a fortune." Oliver chuckled. "A few thousand last time I checked." Sam turned the tiny blade in his hands. "And you keep it in a flower pot?" "I never cared for it," said Oliver. "So why don't you sell it?" said Sam. Oliver scoffed. "Why would I?" Because it's worth thousands of pounds?" "So?" Oliver set down his tongs and the pouch of cubed meat he'd been feeding to his Mars flytraps and picked up his mug of tea. Sam stared at him. "So?" Sam repeated. Oliver shrugged. "It's only a few thousand."
"Only a..."
"You can have it if you like," said Oliver. "You do open a lot of letters." Sam turned the miniature sword back and forth, the ruby catching in the light. "Oliver," he said uncertainly, "are you rich?" Oliver spluttered into his cup, a few drops spilling over the ceramic and landing on the dark leaves of one of the plants. It shook off the moisture as though extremely irritated.
"Define rich," said Oliver.
Sam mused over this for a moment. "Like, I don't know, what's the most expensive thing you could just buy right now?"
"A house," said Oliver, nonchalantly.
"You could buy a house? Then why the hell do we live in this tiny studio flat?" "Technically speaking, it's a one bedroom," said Oliver. "But the bedroom has no windows and it's much better as a study space. And it has been perfect for you to broadcast from, has it not?"
"Well, yeah, but if we had a house, I could soundproof a room or something. Oliver, why didn't you say something?"
Oliver shrugged.
I didn't realise it was relevant. Why do you even own a florist's? Said Sam. I enjoy the hobby. The hobby. Sam turned the letter opener in their hands. Does this upset you? Upset me? No, Sam frowned. It is weird, though. How so? Oliver asked. I don't know, said Sam. I guess I just never thought about you being rich. Sam, said Oliver, sternly, I have been alive for centuries and made a habit of sleeping with monarchs and landed gentry. I'd have thought that you'd have put two and two together. See, I thought that was a hobby, not, I don't know, a way to accrue financial assets. It was a hobby, said Oliver. Just a very profitable one. Damn. Sam put the letter opener back into its flower pot. Are you not keeping it? Asked Oliver. Not if it was a gift from one of your consorts, said Sam. Oliver snorted. My dear magpie, I was the consort. Sam rolled his eyes. You're so annoying. Yes, quite, said Oliver, with wry amusement. He took off his apron and straightened his dark green t-shirt. It's 1:30. Shall we go to Paris for lunch? Are you going to zap us there or order us a flying gold limo? Asked Sam. I don't think they've quite invented flying gold limousines, said Oliver. See, said Sam, annoying. Oliver held out his hand. Sam felt that familiar fizz across their skin. The world seemed to quiver at the edges. One moment they were in the gloomy back room and the next down a shady alleyway. Sam could smell bread and cigarette smoke. His stomach churned unpleasantly as Oliver dropped his hand. Do you need a minute? Asked Oliver. Yes, please, said Sam, quietly. I hate zapping places. I swear to you, it's far more pleasant when you're directing yourself rather than being dragged by someone else. Well, if I ever learn how to do it, I'll report back on my findings. Sam stood up and took a deep breath. Right, where are we going for lunch then? There's a lovely little cafe around the corner, said Oliver. They do marvellous cakes. I do hope they do other non-cakey food. I think there's sandwiches, said Oliver. Maybe. Oliver, I swear to Bathsheba, if you brought me to another cake shop when we're supposed to be eating a whole meal... It won't kill you to have cake for lunch now and then, said Oliver. Now and then it won't, like on special occasions. You'd eat cake for lunch every day if I didn't stop you, and I bet you wouldn't care if it did kill you. Yes, you may have caught me there, said Oliver. However, it is a special occasion. Oh, okay. What occasion is it? Asked Sam. Oliver beamed. Tuesday.